This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Arsenal have picked up the most points of any team in the Premier League this calendar year, with 33 points already on the board, and they're in the driving seat to take that second spot behind Chelsea in the Premier League. But Arsene Wenger down the years against Jose Mourinho has just got a dreadful record, hasn't he? Last 12 meetings as opposition managers, Mourinho's won 7 and drawn 5. Doesn't seem to be able to find a way to win against Jose Mourinho.
Yeah, I listened to his press conference and he was trying to set the positives out of it. Saying, yeah, we haven't lost them all. only 7 of them. You know, 5 draws, fair enough. Look, it's probably the best of chance that they'll ever get, isn't it? This, really? I mean, you know.
You think so?
Obviously, flying, like as you said, they would be top of the table if the table started on, I think it's Boxing Day or January the 1st, whenever you want to take it from. 10 points behind Chelsea. Chelsea could quite easily go into freewheeling now and just coast into the title, I think. It's just whether Arsenal want to go for it and try and peg them back, or they want to take a point with that game in hand and know that they can then put a 4-point cushion between them and Manchester, 5-point cushion between them and Manchester United. I suppose I'm not quite sure what, if Wenger goes for it, which would be brilliant if he went for it, then I think it'll drag Chelsea out. Chelsea don't always park the bus against Arsenal. They beat them 6-0 last year, remember? So, you know, it's not like they will always do that, but it's hard to see anything other than a repeat of what Chelsea did at home. Their style of play is actually suited better to them being away from home, where they can sit in, wait for Arsenal to make a mistake, and then hit them and rely on one of their brilliant players to finish the chance, i.e. Hazard.
It helps, though, doesn't it, that Chelsea have nothing left. They're not playing in Europe, so they can focus entirely on the Premier League.
Yep.
Usual at this point in the season, they'd have one eye on a European match coming up, and that maybe they'd take the foot off the pedal because of that. But they're 10 points clear, cruising to title success, but this is their only competition they're involved in, which is good for them.
Yeah, great. And to be fair, I mean, you know, I'm kind of making a case there that they could be slightly off it. I think if they were to win this, then they could win the title at Leicester on Wednesday. So, you know, there's that to play for. But after it all, I think Chelsea are the better team. I think Chelsea will go into it the same way they went into the Man United game. Mourinho loves a draw against fellow title rivals. It almost kind of debilitates them a little bit, doesn't it? It takes a bit off them. So I'm going to think that Chelsea will dominate the tactics in the game, and they will keep Arsenal down to the bare minimum. So I'm looking at the same kind of result as I went for in the Chelsea Man U game. The under 2.5 on the goals, which is 4-6, but the draw. I went for the draw last week. I thought the draw would happen. I'm going to go for the draw again here at 9-4. I'm going for a load of draws this weekend, actually, which is unusual. 9-4, the draw for me.
You're dead right to say that. I mean, you went for 0-0 in the Everton Man United game. This has got 0-0 screaming all over the place. Just as two of the last three seasons has finished in 0-0 in this fixture. Why wouldn't it this time around? He's going to park the bus, isn't he, again, Mourinho? And you mentioned that he could win the league. You know, a victory over Arsenal, they could win the league at Leicester on Wednesday. But would they want to do that, given that they won it anyway?
Yeah.
Wouldn't they want to do it, you know, maybe take a point here, beat Leicester, and then, you know, next week win it at home? I just think that's Mourinho's kind of mind.
To be fair, they're good enough to do that, Derek, as well, aren't they?
Well, it's like
I think it's a Sunday 1:30 kickoff the game after that. So it's perfect, isn't it?
Yeah.
Celebration on the Sunday. This Premier League's that bad that they could. They can pick and choose.
They're like a boxer who outclasses his opponent. He can pick whatever round he wants and tell his mate to get fill the boots. And believe me, that's happened a few times. I've never been party to it, but it's happened. It's going to be 0-0 this. And interestingly, I'm just looking at the Hill's odds, the full odds for this game, and now the team to score is 0-0. Is 8-1, but under 0.5 goals is 9-1, which, you know, it's neither here nor there, but it's a point difference.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for under 1.5 goals at around the 2-1 mark, because I just can't see there being many goals in this at all.
A couple of bits of team news as well ahead of this match. Per Mertesacker only 50-50 for the game. It seems strange to say it, but he'd be a pretty big miss for Arsenal, because he's got the physical presence to cope with Didier Drogba, who's likely to start up front for Chelsea in the absence of Diego Costa, and Loic Remy likely to be out as well. Drogba's got a great record against Arsenal historically, Lee, but He doesn't look anything like the same player he once was.
No, he seemed to spend most of his time, you know, helping out with defensive duties, yeah, didn't he? So, yeah, I think if they are going to score Chelsea, it'll be from midfield. Derek, what did you say those prices were? So, no score is 9-1.
No, neither team to score is 8-1.
Yeah, 8-1.
And under 0.5 goals is 9-1.
So, 0-0, 17-2, and no scorer is 15-2.
So, they're all different. Well,
you can understand the go difference figure in those, yeah, don't yeah, you? Can, yeah, but the ones I've at you because of the, you know, the own goal. But in the two markets I've just said, you know, that doesn't figure.
Yeah.
Still the 9-1 under half a goal looks better than the 0-0 at 17-2. There can't be that strong a likelihood that there's an own goal in the match, you wouldn't think anyway.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.